Here's a question from a Pritesh who wrote about a month and a half ago. Although the Shalagram deity is non-different from the Lord, I'm slightly confused because in the Gita the Lord instructs us to always remember him in his two-handed personal form. The Shalagram form of the Lord doesn't look like his personal form of Shyamasundar, so why is it so popular amongst devotees to worship? Didn't most of the six Goswamis worship the Lord in his two-handed deity form? I don't see anything wrong with worshiping the Shalagram Shila of the Lord, but shouldn't our focus be on Krishna in his two-handed form? Let's start off with talking about the tradition of Shalagram worship and then how it relates to worshiping the deity form. The explicit deity form, because Shalagram is also a deity. Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas of other sampradayas, indeed even non-Vaishnavas, are all accustomed to the worship of Shalagram. There are Puranic narrations of how Shalagram Shila actually appears on the Gandaki River, Bhavishya Purana, other references, and it's a standard form of worship by Brahmanas. It's a Brahminical worship. Women may also sometimes worship the Shalagram form of the Lord. And particularly his form in this way, and then he manifests in by different markings. You can identify Shalagrams from all the different incarnations of the Lord, even to his associates like Sudarshan and so on, and then directly to Krishna himself, Vanamali, and so on. I have a Vanamali Shila. And then add to that Shalagram is not the only Shila meaning stone, that's worshipped in Gaudiya Sampradaya. There's Gomati Shila from Dwarka, Dwarka Shila, which is a little more, where Gomati is from Gomati River and Dwarka Shila is from Dwarka. There is also the forms of Lord Shiva, Shila forms, and of course there's Girivash, Govardhan Shilas, and these are all authentic forms of the Lord. They can be worshipped with deities. Now I use the word deity in terms of full-fledged forms of the Lord. In fact, generally, deities are meant to be worshipped along with a Shila of some sort. And the Shila, Jiva Goswami says, is considered to be the seat of the Lord. One reason is that the bathing of deities is generally done. That type of worship or archan, where you have to handle the Lord and you can't handle a large deity, is done through the Shalagram Shila or other Shila. Srila Prabhupada, when he installed Radhalan and Ishwara in London, he said that he should be worshipped along with the Govardhan Shila. He should be worshipped with Giriraj. And so the bathing of the Lord can be done in different ways, but the Shalagram is considered to be one way in which the deity can be put to sleep, can be bathed, and other types of services can be rendered to him that then is directly considered to be service to the Lord. So he's an integral part of the deity worship. Because of the very convenient nature of the stone, the shalagram stone, or other stones that can be carried in a way that you can't carry other deities. You can put them in a pouch, you can put them in a box, you take them out of a box, you worship them, you put them back. Very often Brahmins would travel around with shilas around their necks. And it's a great convenience to be able to do that. You can't do that so much with deities, especially when they're in plural forms, Radha and Krishna, Sita and Ram, Gornitai. So these are real advantages of worship of the Shila forms, and all of the Goswamis that Pritesh mentioned, their deities are all accompanied by Shilas. And just to show that the Shila is no different than the deity, than from Radha Damodar's, Radharaman form appeared from the Damodar Shila that Gopal Bhatta Goswami personally went and brought from Gandaki. However, when we're worshipping the Shalagram, Shalagram is also meant to be a Udipan. Udipan means someone who induces remembrance of the Lord. So say someone is worshipping a Varaha Shalagram. Now, usually they have a snout and some tusks that give the already the visual impression that they're Lord Varaha. Then for devotees who are worshippers of Lord Varaha, they should remember that this deity is actually was reminding me of Lord Varaha in his full-fledged form, as we see in pictures lifting the earth out of the Garbhodak ocean and things like that. So Shalagram also meant to remind us actually of the form of the Lord when we're worshipping, for instance, a Shalagram in a temple and we're bathing the deity, then we're thinking that we're actually bathing the actual deity through the Shalagram. So although the Shalagram may appear in a little round, in a ball or some type of circular form like that, or they have different forms, but still we should be remembering Krishna, we should be remembering the deity while we're worshipping them. And that way the connection is immediately there between the full form of Krishna and the deity. Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha, when he's talking about deity worship, he talks about the difference between the deity, like Radhalanganeshwara, and a Shalagram. He says, he calls the Shalagram the seat of the Lord. He says it's different than the deity. The deity is directly Krishna because there's no difference between the form of the Lord and the Lord. And so he makes this type of transcendental distinction in how Krishna appears. So it's clear that the Shilas have not manifest, although like with Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they can manifest a form, that they haven't manifest a form, but therefore the devotees should be remembering the forms that they represent when they're worshipping them. And then, as here it's being referred to, that yes, so we shall always remember Krishna. The end result is that somehow or another, all of these activities should be reminding us of Krishna. Krishna personally in that form, that is our meditation. And Why do devotees worship Shalagram? Well, I hope for the reasons that I mentioned. For instance, in New Vrindavan, when there was talk of worshipping the Shalagram, and of course in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada also formally says, if I remember right, that now in our society the worship of the Shalagram Srila should be introduced. Then they asked him, how should we worship him? So he just said very simply, Shalagram is Krishna, worship him as Krishna, give him a flute. So here, very clearly, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to remember and connect the Srila directly with the form of the Lord. And that is the primary purpose of devotees' worship. And in that way, we're given an opportunity to, under all conditions, nicely serve. But we should make sure that we do nicely serve, that the collection of Shalagram Shilas doesn't become a thing, like some kind of collection item, and that it's all done with the attitude of service, increasing our Krishna consciousness, and more importantly, that we see to the future as to who is able to be going to continue on this service in generations to come, because we so often see, even now in temples in India, that deities are not properly taken care of, Shalagrams, Girirajas are not properly taken care of. So important that we should not take responsibility for this type of worship that actually requires serious commitment, more than lifelong. It goes beyond lifelong commitment. Otherwise, as you've heard me say many times before, just worship Gornitai. And it's the easiest form of worship. It's the best form of worship. It includes the benefits of everything else. And you don't really have to think of much more other than rendering service to the Lord at the present. Of course, one should not be neglectful, but they're very merciful. Paramakaruna Pahudvijana. So just Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai. Just worship Gornitai. That solves many of these other questions that often come up about deity worship. Hare Krishna.